And there, it turns out there is a flood watch in effect from Sunday afternoon through Monday evening. So we have rain coming, people. All right. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to feature Egypt Station, Paul McCartney's latest release. So here we are, it's Saturday afternoon, and it's time for another episode of Now and Then. All right, so here we are at the radio station this afternoon, but where were you last night? Where were you last night, Friday night, around 7:40 p.m.? Did you happen to be in Manhattan? Did you happen to be in Grand Central Terminal last night at 7:40 p.m.? Well, if you were, then you had a chance to listen to Paul McCartney's secret concert. Yes, that's right. He did a secret concert starting at 7:40 p.m. in Grand Central Station on Friday night, September the 7th. And there was 200 of his close friends there, including Meryl Streep, Chris Rock, Amy Schumer, Jimmy Fallon, John Bon Jovi. And maybe you were there. They broadcast this concert on YouTube in preparation for the release of Paul McCartney's Egypt Station, which was released on Friday, September the 7th, 2018. So Paul McCartney, oh my God, what a beacon of light in today's culture. This would be Paul McCartney's 18th solo album. It seems like the man is just a fountain of music. It is truly a gift to hear the way he composes songs, how he chooses to set them, the incredible genre-spanning skills that he has as a composer, as a singer, as a songwriter. So it's interesting, Egypt Station, it's got 16 tracks on Paul McCartney's new recording, and they span the gamut of everything from a very personal, introspective song about love, all the way to, you know, obviously outspoken political statements. So we're going to sample a little bit of this and a little bit of that so you can get a sense of what Egypt Station is like. One of the things that's interesting in this album is that it does open with the sound of being in like a public train station. You hear the reverb, you hear the people walking, and then it just kind of melds into a song. He opens the album that way, and he kind of closes the album that way. So let's listen to the beginning of Paul McCartney's Egypt Station. The first song is called I Don't Know. This is Paul McCartney.
Thank you. got crows at my window, dogs at my door. I don't think I can take anymore. What am I doing wrong? I don't know. My brother told me life's not
McCartney. That's the opening track from Egypt Station, released on September the 7th, 2018. So Paul McCartney, what a vast catalog. And lost the rights to the Lennon and McCartney song catalog. It's a very complicated and long story. Michael Jackson eventually ended up owning the company that owned the rights, and it's been kicked around for quite a while. But apparently, in the past couple of months, Paul has taken action now to recover the ownership of the Beatles' catalog of music, which is a pretty impressive catalog. One of the things that I like about this album, Egypt Station, is the variety of songs, what they're about. And there was one of my favorite Beatles songs, Back in the USSR, Back in the USSR. Well, there's another song that he's just recorded, and it's called Back in Brazil. So I thought that would be really a good track to listen to. It's not the rock and roll type of USSR song that the Beatles did, but it's definitely got a really fascinating Brazilian-influenced groove to it. And it's also an example of the wonderful way that Paul can tell third-person stories. You know, he's brilliant at expressing his own personal feelings and talking about relationships, but he's also a really good storyteller. So I just heard this song the first time this morning. So let's see if it stands up to my recollections. This is from Paul McCartney's Egypt Station. This song is called Back in Brazil.
Back in Brazil, there lives a girl. Dreams of the future and a far, far better world. Back in Brazil, she meets a man. He's tall and handsome, and he fits in with her plan. Bright lights ahead, music and fun. Nights are for dancing and the days are for the sun. All kinds of weather will surely come and go, but they're together and together they will steal the show.
I just love the energy of that. Paul McCartney, Back in Brazil from Egypt Station. So, you know, if you want to hear Paul McCartney perform this music live, he is launching a new tour. It's called the Freshen Up Tour. And it starts in September 2018. September 17th, he's in Quebec City. And then on September 20th, he's in Montreal. He stays in Canada in September. On the 28th, he's in Winnipeg. And then at the 30th, he's in Edmonton in Alberta. He comes to the United States in May in 2019. On May the 27th, you can catch the Freshen Up Tour with Paul McCartney in Raleigh, North Carolina. A couple of days later, on May 30th, he'll be in Greenville, South Carolina. And then on June 1st, Lexington, Kentucky. And then for the first time ever, he'll be in Madison, Wisconsin on June the 6th. And he'll end his tour in Moline, Illinois on June the 11th. So that's the Paul McCartney Freshen Up Tour. I don't know what it would take to try to sweet-talk him into coming a little bit further east here in the tri-state area. But he did do a free and secret pop-up concert on Friday in Grand Central Station. And one of the signature things about Paul McCartney's concerts is that he features, you know, his newest music, but let's face it, he plays maybe half the concert is Beatles songs. When he did this little concert, this little secret performance with Meryl Streep and Jimmy Fallon and Amy Schumer and everybody in attendance, he did a long set. He played quite a long time. He did songs from his latest recording, but he started the set with A Hard Day's Night. He played Can't Buy Me Love. He played I've Got a Feeling, which is like, Beatles songs. One of the first Beatles songs that I ever heard was the single released back in 1964, From Me to You. If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do. Well, he did that song in his little secret Grand Central Station performance. He has never performed that song live in a concert since he was with the Beatles. And then right after that, he sang Love Me Do, another really, really early Beatles song. I Saw Her Standing There. I mean, it's like his collaboration with John Lennon has never ended. John and Paul were about the same age. Paul was born on June 18th in 1942, and John was born in October. John Lennon was only 40 years old when he was shot down dead in New York City. And even though that is so many years ago, it's like John and Paul are still walking together. When I hear these new songs, it's like John is whispering in his ear. You know, he's collaborated with other musicians. He collaborated with Michael Jackson on Ebony and Ivory. He collaborated with Stevie Wonder. He's collaborated with other musicians. But he's never been able to, and why would he, to find the type of collaboration and friendship that he had with John Lennon. And even when you read the interviews, you know, they never did completely reconcile the differences that they had. But I think that Paul continues to work on that. He continues to work on that. So when I hear Paul McCartney's music, I hear John Lennon's music. So what we're going to do now is we're going to skip from Paul McCartney's Egypt Station, and we're going to listen to some John Lennon solo music. And then at the end of the program, I promise, we'll go back and we'll hear another significant chunk of Paul McCartney's Egypt Station. So John Lennon was more politically inclined. He wrote some incredibly intimate love songs, but what most people think of John Lennon for is his political stance, his outspoken way of saying what he thought and speaking truth to power, I suppose. So I wanted to do a little retrospective of John Lennon's solo stuff from his 1971 Imagine album. We're going to hear I Don't Want to Be a Soldier. And then a few years later, in 1974, Walls and Bridges, which was kind of an introspective album. It features drawings from when he was a child and poems from when he was a child. And it's an example of the lyrical, spiritual side of John Lennon. So let's listen to these two tracks from John Lennon's solo recordings. We'll start with I Don't Want to Be a Soldier, John Lennon.
Bye.
John Lennon, number 9, Dream. Ah, Bawakawa, Puse, Puse. He said those words came to him in a dream, and even though they were nonsense words, it really stuck in his mind. Number 9, Dream, John Lennon's solo album Walls and Bridges from 1974. And then from the 1971, John Lennon's Imagine, I Don't Want to Be a Soldier. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. We started our program today with some music from Paul McCartney's Egypt Station, released on September the 7th, 2018. But before we get back to some more of Paul McCartney's music, I wanted to play a couple of more John Lennon tracks. Just Like Starting Over, from his Double Fantasy, the collaborative album he did with Yoko Ono. He did a song, and then she would do a song, and then he did a song, and then she would do a song. And the whole album is split between them. But the opening track, Just Like Starting Over, it's like John Lennon could write a hit song when he wanted to. And so the uplifting feel of this song, Just Like Starting Over, is so infectious. And then you juxtaposition that with the idea that shortly after this album was released, a few weeks later, he was shot dead in New York City. So let's listen to John Lennon's Just Like Starting Over. And then after that, there was a posthumous album released that Yoko Ono produced called Milk and Honey. And that album is basically some of the tracks that they were working on during the Double Fantasy sessions. And I wanted to hear a track from that album, which I'm not very familiar with, but the title intrigued me. So we'll be listening to John Lennon's Borrowed Time from Milk and Honey. Let's start with Double Fantasy. Just Like Starting Over.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, like starting over. Starting over. Every day we used to make it love. Why can't we be making love nice and easy? It's time to spread our wings and fly.
John Lennon, Living on Borrowed Time. That's from the posthumous album Milk and Honey, released in 1984. Right before that, from Double Fantasy, Just Like Starting Over. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. On today's program, we started featuring Paul McCartney's Egypt Station. And let's get back to hear Some more of Paul's most recent recordings and ideas. You know, there is a political bent to one of his songs, and I really just had a chance to listen to the album this morning since it was just released yesterday. So you and I will listen to it together. There's a song called Despite Repeated Warnings. And it's fairly complex lyrically, so I'm interested in listening a little more closely to this song. And then we'll hear the final track on the album, Hunt You Down. It appears to be a medley on that last track of like three songs that he just kind of folds together. Hunt You Down, Naked, and Sea Link. So Paul McCartney, his latest, Egypt Station. This track is called Despite Repeated Warning.
Despite repeated warnings of dangers up ahead, the captain won't be listening to what's been said. He feels that there's a good chance that we've been misled. And so the captain's planning to steam ahead. What can we do? What can we do? What can we do to stop this foolish plan going through? What can we do? What can we do? Yeah, yeah. This man is bound to lose his ship and his crew. Despite repeated warnings from those who ought to know, well, he's got his own agenda, and so he'll go. Those who shout the loudest may not always be the smartest, but they have their proudest moments right before they fall. Red sky in morning doesn't ever seem to face him, but a sailor's warning signal should concern us all. Whoa.
We can do it, we can save the day. The engine.
bridges up ahead. Well, the captain wasn't listening to what was said.
Paul McCartney, Egypt Station. So he is going to be doing a tour to support this new recording, the Freshen Up Tour. He starts in Canada, but he does come to the United States in October. He's going to be making his first appearance at the 17th annual Austin City Limits Music Festival that takes place in Zilker Park down in Austin, Texas, on October 5th through 7th and October 12th through 14th. So Paul McCartney's newest album, Egypt Station. I hope you enjoyed listening to this new recording. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, Paul McCartney's Egypt Station. I hope you enjoyed this new music. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. Stay tuned, the Janice Adams Show is coming up shortly. It's about 1 minute before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's currently 63 degrees, and you're tuned to 90.5 FM.